Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Let's go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb. Here's tonight's starting lineups.
Number three, Jameer Price. Number five, Jamal Randall. Number 24, Torian Hallman. And number 44, Solomon Gustafson. The Rocks are coached by Tom Siegel. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6 foot guard, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'4" senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6 foot sophomore, number 23, Eric Price. A 6'1" senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6" junior, number 34, Jalen McGinch. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
And again, it is whiteout night. Steve Cheeseman, let's talk about our three keys to the game that probably are not related to color in any kind of way.
No, not tonight, at least. We've got to be able, and this is gets back to defensive rebounding, and here tonight we've got to be able to guard the dribble drive. We're giving up way too many penetrations. And also with that, we've got to be able to help out when we do get beat on those and rotate. When you do that, you make stops. Secondly, we've got to win the rebounding war. Coach Reynolds talked about how athletic they are, and their big guys are really coming. And finally, we just have that still struggle with the consistency and the droughts that we go through, defensively and offensively. We've got to cut those down. That's what killed us up there. A win here tonight on home court, I think, will really springboard us to some good things.
We'll have to redo the jump ball as... The two players in the middle, Solomon Gustafson and Jalen McCants, was almost like a held ball when they went in for the jump ball, and it just kind of rolled down off of Gustafson. So now they re-tip, and Rock Island wins it. Again, Jordan Rice, a 5'8 sophomore. Jameer Price, a 6'2 senior. Jamal Randall, a 5'9 senior. Torian Holtum, about whom you heard Coach Mike Reynolds refer in the pregame, he's a 6'4 junior, and Solomon Gustafson, a 6'7 junior. We've really seen his game come along as he has matured. Holtum misses a jumper, little baby hook just inside of 10 feet. Jalen McCants has got 7 double-doubles on the season, rebounds the first Rock Island possession. Eric Price back in the starting lineup for the Silver Streaks tonight. Cunningham to the right side, Quinn Anderson. Looking inside for McCants. Now McCants comes out for it on the right wing. He'll shoot the three. It's off the mark, behind the off the back iron. And the rebound, Jameer Price on the run for Rock Island. Down the lane, jump stop, reach in by Eric Price. And a foul on the floor, not in the act of shooting. Rock Island will inbound it as the Streaks, again, give up that position in the lane, and it leads to a foul.
Yeah, the first two possessions that Rocky has had, we have given up the ball getting entered into the paint.
And there it is on the inbound, but Rocky can't handle it. Holtum has the ball knocked out of his hands and last touched by the Silver Streaks.
And we'll need to pay attention to Eric in terms of getting in foul trouble. Those unforced fouls are not things that we want him. Good steal there by Fieldsy.
Neil, Nick down the lane, takes it all the way in with the left hand for the layup. Got the live ball turnover, and the Streaks score first, coming off the Rock Island giveaway. 2-0, we're just underway. Streaks sophomores lost big tonight, 54-31. They were down 19-3 at one point in the first quarter. We're just never in the game. Here's a jumper just inside the lane and a cut to the basket down the left side by Price. Ties the game at two. Jameer Price bound for Bradley University, and they'll be happy to have him next season. Fields cut off down the right side of the lane, pulls it back out. Here's Quinn Anderson with it off the left elbow. Backs up with a dribble, now up top to Cunningham. Fakes right, cut off at the free throw line, gives it over to Price. Launches a long three off the front of the rim, and the rebound into the hands of Holtum for Rock Island. Looked like Eric barely drew the iron on that one. Holtum up top, gets it over left side to Jordan Rice. Rice and Eric Price are AAU teammates in summer ball. Here's a drive in from the left side, a miss, and a rebound putback by Solomon Gustafson over the top of Jalen McCants. Jalen had position, but he didn't go after the ball. He just let Gustafson reach right over the top of him and tip it back up and in. Under 2 minutes gone. Here's a drive by McCants and a block by Gustafson and a blocking foul. And Jalen's going to get two free throws here. Dribble drive down the lane. The reach in by Jamal Randall. That's the first foul of the game on Randall and the first on Rock Island.
And Coach Sigel is talking to his ball club there about what we said is one of the keys, but for Galesburg, and that is rotating on a dribble drive there, and he didn't get the proper defensive rotation and no help, and Jalen got to the rim.
Speaking of rotation, Jalen doesn't have a very good one on the free throw shot. It's off the back iron. Streaks down 4-2 here. We're 2 minutes 14 seconds into the game. McCants' second free throw coming. He's 56% on the season. He knocks down one of two to pull the streaks within one. 4-3 Rock Island back on offense. Quickly into the front court and an interception by Cunningham. Inlet pass intended for Holtum. Cunningham read it. Now has the ball poked away as Price comes up from down low. That's Jameer Price. We've got a Price on both teams out on the floor. So we'll ask you to kind of pay attention. And when we say Price, make sure you know which one we're talking about. And we'll try to remind you as the game goes along as well. Inbound to McCants from Fields, goes right at Gustafson and gets called for traveling. That's the first Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, nice move there. He just didn't get his get the ball down onto the floor there. And again, nice cut to the basket on an inbounds play. That's available. Just got to make sure that we're legal with our footwork.
4-3, Rock Island with the lead and the ball. Up top, this is Jamal Randall. Price comes out for it. That's Jameer Price for Rock Island. Another inlet pass intended for Gustafson. The streaks poke it away again. Third Rock Island turnover. Anderson cut off in the lane. Price fires it right corner. Over to Cunningham for three off the front of the rim. Weak side rebound. And again, McCants didn't go after it aggressively enough, and Gustafson takes it away from him. 4-3 Rocky with the lead. 3 minutes into the game. Rocks with the ball on the far end of the court from us. This is Randall with it, working right to left. Now into the left corner, it goes to Jordan Rice. Rice, the sophomore, finds an opening around Anderson down the middle of the lane and gets fouled.
Again, there's that dribble drive to the basket. No help there. He gets all the way to the rim, and he's either going to score it or, like that situation there, he's getting fouled. Somebody's got to come off there from that help side there and stop that when a defender is beat. That's exactly what you want to have defensively there. It becomes a team defense.
And it's Eric Price who draws the foul, his second. So just like that, he's out of the game. 4:47 to go first quarter, and Mitchell Sampson will replace him. Jordan Rice knocks down the first free throw. 5-3 is the Rock Island lead. Just underway here, early first quarter. Second one by Rice on the way, and that one is good. Rocks by three. Aaron Voss into the game, a 6'3 senior. Holtum sits down, the junior. So they give up a little bit of size here. Voss smaller than Holtum. See if the streaks can take advantage of that on the inside with one of their big guys off the court. Here's Fields all the way up the near side of the court. Gets it into the lane. Sampson feeds it out to Quinn Anderson. Pull-up jumper, 18-footer off the back iron. Rebound out to Jameer Price for Rock Island. With Eric Price out, he's now the only Price on the floor in this game. Jumper just outside the arc. And another offensive rebound as Aaron Voss pulls it down off the miss by Rice up top. Here's a hesitation dribble by Price down the left side of the lane. Cut off by the double team. Dishes it out to Randall, who drains a three.
There's where the offensive rebound there. We paid a price for it.
9-3 Rock Island, halfway through quarter number one. Jalen McCants into the front court. Bad pass. Telegraph. Deflected into the backcourt. Nick Fields gets it back. Feeds it to the baseline. Jump stop. Euro step by Anderson. Won't go. Tip up and in by McCants.
Good nice move drive by Quinn. There by Quinn.
Yep.
And a good follow there by Jalen.
And another Rock Island turnover, their fourth. McCants with the steal into the front court. Crossover dribble down the right side of the lane with a bank shot up and in. Streaks again, turning a turnover into points at the other end. They pull within two at 9-7.
Great body control by Jalen. Looks like he's out of control, and he's able to maintain control and score the ball.
Reach-in foul by Quinn Anderson. Jordan Rice went around him up at the top of the arc, and then Quinn, all he could do is reach in and foul him going down the lane. Now we talk about getting size back into the game for Rock Island. Gustafson's going to sit down. Andrew McDuffie at 6'3", and I don't know, Steve, what do you think? 260? He had a big guy coming in off the bench.
At least.
And he just pushes off on Keith Anderson to get free down under the blocks. The pass goes up top instead to Jamal Randall, and they keep it on the perimeter. This is Jameer Price with it. Now over to Jordan Rice. Now this is McDuffie who comes out for a dribble right to left, crosses through the lane, passes it away, gets it back in the midcourt
circle. Spread a little bit here.
On the right side, trying to find an opening. Step back shot at the free throw line. Rice missed it. Ball deflected out of the hands of the Silver Streaks over to Randall. To the right side, shot up. That one off the rim. Another offensive rebound. Now this time the Streaks create the loose ball, and Cunningham comes out with it. Keith with a feed to McCants, and the lay-in with the left side, and we're tied at 9. Streak got out with it on the secondary break. A dribble drive at the other end, and Rice knifes through the lane and puts it up with the left hand. So Rock Island didn't get back defensively as the Streaks came out with a rebound. Then Gillsburg didn't get back at the other end. Snaps a 6-0 run. McCants drives. Feeds the fake. Now takes it himself. Can't hit the offensive rebound. Put back. Chases down another chance. Gets it through the hands of Cunningham in the lane. Step back good.
Great effort there by Jalen to secure an offensive rebound. Chase down another offensive rebound and get it to Keith, who finished it.
Tied at 11. 2:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks are down 6. They've answered with an 8-2 run to tie it up.
And with a bit more energy the last couple possessions.
Duffy, the big guy from 3 on the outside, and Jalen McCants chases down his 5th rebound after the shot came up short. Jalen into the front court, under 2 minutes to go. Jalen's got 7 of the Streaks' 11 here early. Cunningham, pull up left side, line drive shot off the back iron. Nobody there but red jerseys to rebound for Rock Island. Randall into the front court. Rice driving in from the right side, takes it all the way. And again, the Streaks don't come over to cut him off.
Yeah, 14-11. That was too easy. Way too easy there.
2-point Rock Island lead. Fields into the front court, trying to shake Rice on the outside. Now McCants has it. Gets it back into the right corner. Fields drives baseline. Bounces it through the lane to Cunningham. Mucks it up and in with the right hand.
Great find on the penetration by Fields. And a nice, nice little curl move to get open by Keith. That's what you got to have for that play to work. Both guys doing their part.
And more offensive flow in the last 2 minutes of this game than we saw the entire sophomore game. Now a bad pass by McDuffie thrown into the backcourt.
And they're saying deflected. The official indicated with his mechanics that ball was deflected.
So I guess Fields got a finger on it. Now Cunningham coming out, trying to take it away from McDuffie. Passes it away to Rice up top. Trying to shake. Loses Anderson. Down the lane. Off balance. Lays it up and in with the right hand.
He's been able to get to the rim anytime he wants at this point.
Jordan Rice with 8 for Rock Island. Rock's lead 15-13. Quinn Anderson jumper at the free throw line. Rolls through. And now Cunningham comes over. The ball was going to go through. And Keith going up for the offensive rebound. Grabbed the rim. And it negates the basket.
And that ball was going to go down.
It
was
The
ball was going to fall through and be a basket, and that negates it. And turnover there by the Streaks.
So the lead
takes
for Rock
off
Island.
The board there,
yep,
Brad.
Sure does. So a 2-point Rock Island lead, 15-13, and the Rocks get the ball, and we get a foul away from the ball. As Cunningham and McDuffie have really been doing battle with each other away from the ball, and they're going to call Cunningham on a reach foul, trying to fight through a screen and grabbing McDuffie coming around it. So that's the first of the game on Keith and the fourth on the Silver Streaks, and Cunningham will sit down. Just an end-off into the game along with Riley Milan. McCants, Fields, and Sampson stay on the floor for the Streaks. On the inbound, they try to go back door, and a good read by Nick Fields to get up and intercept it. Fields into the front court. Cut off down the left side of the lane, gets it out to Endoff. Down to 20 seconds to go for the quarter. See if the Streaks can try to hold for the final shot here. Endoff gets it away to Mitchell Sampson. And now Mitchell at the point with 12 seconds to go. Looks back at the coaching bench. Nick Fields steals a glance at the clock with 8 seconds to go. Nick looks again with 6 to go. Around McDuffie, cut off there at the free throw line. Forces it up. Shot rolls off. Sampson with a rebound, but he can't get it back up before the horn. 15-13 Rock Island after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Rock Island after one quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Steve, I like the Streaks defense in the first corner and the first quarter. I've got him forcing five Rock Island turnovers. That's a good number. Still down on the scoreboard, though.
Yeah, I mean, and again, they had those periods of time where you could just see the energy, the focus, and then what follows was good execution on the offensive end and very good defense on the defensive end. And we've got to continue to have that consistency, and we're in good shape when we do. Again, forcing them into five turnovers is a big-time positive. Again, we're still giving up, as we talked about, too many direct drives to the basket, not getting help out off that. And then in our lack of rotation there, we sometimes give those easy offensive stick backs.
Jordan Rice had eight in the first quarter to lead Rock Island, eight of their 15. Jalen McCants had seven of the Streaks' 13 to lead Galesburg. And the Streaks have the ball to begin the second quarter, trailing by two. McCants, Cunningham, Sampson, Fields, and Justin Endoff, who has it now on the right wing. Reverses back behind him to Keith Cunningham. Cunningham with it, works his way along right to left along the arc, gets it back into the corner to Jalen. Jalen trying to shake and bake his man on the outside, cut off, gets it to the outside to Nick Fields. We're 30 seconds into the second quarter, Streaks' first offensive possession, trailing by two, 15-13. Mitchell Sampson goes back door, tries to get it into the lane, intercepted. Intended for Cunningham, picked off by Rock Island. On the left side dribble, Rice, and they feed it around to the right side into the hands of Jameer Price. Had only 2 points in the first quarter. Here's McDuffie driving in, tries to go behind the back.
Good job by Keith there, cutting him off at the baseline.
Held his ground. Aaron Voss also stays on the floor at the quarter break for Rock Island. Here's Rice around to Voss screen up top. Now McDuffie with it. Left elbow. Fires a long three and hits it. Much better looking shot on that three than his first attempt back in the first quarter. And Rock Island's lead is back up to five now at 18-13. Here's Nick Fields across midcourt on the dribble. Bounces it right side. Here's McCants driving in. Cut off on the right side. Turnaround jumper. Step back shot. Rolls off the back iron. Rebound on the floor. And picked up by Aaron Voss. So Streaks come out. A turnover and a missed shot to start the second quarter.
And a tough shot there by Jalen. They forced him into the kind of shot that they wanted.
And an illegal screen. Elijah Andrews sets an illegal screen out on the left wing. That Rice tried to dribble around it. And that is the sixth Rock Island turnover, but they still lead by five here. Back into the game, Torian Holtum for Rock Island.
And this officiating crew, and in particular that official, is known for calling that illegal screen.
Fond of that, isn't he? We've seen it a lot, but you know.
You better adjust.
You know what you're getting.
Absolutely,
right.
You better adjust.
Here's Mitchell, gets an offensive foul called. He lowered the shoulder and fended off his man, and that's the fourth Galesburg
turnover. And I think they called him just for being on the sideline there and didn't call a foul.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
nevertheless, we lose the ball.
Yep. Two turnovers already in only a minute 50 of the second quarter. Streaks had only two the entire first quarter. There's a right side jumper by Holtum just off the elbow. Misses from three-point range, and Solomon Gustafson back into the game. Can't handle the rebound. Streaks get it back.
And that's the kind of shot that we would like them to take there.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of rhythm to it. We forced a player to take a shot that is not a strength, and we get the rebound, the dead ball rebound.
Pressure in the backcourt. Nick Fields gets it across, pulls up in front of the Rock Island bench. Now feeds it down low. Jalen McCants up and in from the low blocks. Good position by Jalen, and he used his body to shield the shot so he could get it up and in.
And there's the difference between two possessions. He got inside of the low blocks. He was under control and scored the ball.
In the lane, jump burst, step back. Rice misses the shot. Justin Endoff under the basket with the rebound. Leads the break. Three on one. Gets it to Fields with a layup up and in.
Well done. Well executed by Justin Endoff there, and a great cut by Nick Bryant Fields.
18-17, Silver Streaks back within one. Rock Island builds a lead, and the Streaks just come right back. They trailed by seven earlier, or rather six. Went on a run to tie it up. Now down one with 5:10 to go in the first half. Here's Holtum up top at the arc, trying to dribble drive right side on McCants. Does a little up and under, gets it on the inside. Can't put it up and in. McCants with the outlet to end off. Lays it up and in. And the Streaks regain the lead for the first time since they were up 2-0. And a timeout on the floor with 4:56.
Great sequence led or started with, initiated by an outstanding half-court defensive possession, and then get a rebound, get out and run, and finish it off with a basket transition.
30-second timeout by the Rock Island Rock. So let's tell you about what's happening here tomorrow. It's the annual Galesburg Shootout here at John Thiel Gymnasium. There will be six games on the schedule, including the Galesburg girls, which will play Bloomington Central Catholic. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the pregame at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon with a 3 o'clock scheduled tip. And then the Galesburg boys will wrap up the day with another tough game. The Dixon Dukes are in town, and they were one of the top four seeds in the regional sectional complex last year, and they're having another solid season again this year. And that'll be an 8 o'clock tip tomorrow night, so we got more girls and boys basketball for you tomorrow here on WGIL. All right, coming out of the Rock Island timeout, with the Streaks now leading by one, 19-18. In the left corner, Jameer Price. That's who they can get it to as Sampson drives, cuts him off on the sideline, and Price stepped out of bounds for the seventh Rock Island turnover.
And that's what you're taught to do from the very youngest of ages in basketball. Don't give up the baseline, and you cut him off at the baseline, and that's exactly what Mitchell did there, and we get a turnover out of it.
Quinn Anderson will bring it across midcourt. Cunningham sets the high screen. Quinn dribbles to the right. Now up top, Endoff comes out for it. Nice job by Randall to keep up with Endoff. Now feeds it into the lane. Anderson bumped twice. Goes up for the shot and gets fouled. And Quinn's going to get two free throws. Nice head and shoulder fake by Quinn after he received that pass.
Excellent pass by Justin Endoff. And Justin's coming here into the ballgame off the bench and really provided a spark.
Quinn got on the inside position, and Jameer Price picked up his second foul, but Quinn can't knock down the first free throw. 1 point Galesburg lead, 19-18. Their biggest lead in the first quarter, their only lead, was at 2-0. Anderson trying to match that biggest lead here with 4:24 to go in the half. Second one is in and out. Missed opportunities at the free throw line. Holtum rebounds for Rock Island.
And they're going to be big here tonight in what I expect to be a tight game right down to the buzzer.
Jameer Price is out of the game with two fouls halfway through the second quarter. And let's see how this Rock Island offense functions without him. Rice has been the leading scorer in the game so far. On the right side, here's a three on the way by Elijah Andrews. It hangs on the rim, falls off into the hands of Holtum on the weak side. Turnaround jumper over the rim, and McCants inside of two rocks comes down with a rebound. Outlet to Sampson, goes up for it and gets not fouled from behind. A
ball
clean
block
from behind, yes, by Rice, and it's out of bounds, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
I like at this point we're getting the ball off the glass on the defensive glass, and we're looking to run when the opportunity's there, and we're getting a numbers advantage.
On the inbound up top, McCants lost it, but the ball found its way back to Keith Cunningham, avoiding the turnover. Now McCants to the right side, Endoff up top, picks up his dribble as Rock Island has gone to a zone here with Jameer Price out of the game. Down below us, Mitchell Sampson in the corner pulls it back out. Endoff around Randall up top, leaves it off for Mitchell. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Keith to the outside. Quinn at the free throw line. Left side, Endoff on the wing. Justin trying to find McCants, drives baseline, bounces it into the corner. Anderson back out to Mitchell. Streaks have numbers now. Mitchell drives and gets fouled, and he'll go to the line, shooting two.
Good
Streaks
ball
saw
movement.
The opportunity and took it.
Outstanding ball movement, and then when you get the zone moving, it creates a zone getting out of position, and there's seams, gaps, openings, and we saw one of those, and Mitchell came right down the gut and got fouled.
19-18, the Galesburg lead. Mitchell's first free throw, in and out.
And that's three in a row we've missed.
And four out of five on the night. And when you're only leading by one, those missed free throws become even ever the more evident.
And they deflate to some of what you're trying to do as well.
Knocks down the second one, though, 20-18 Galesburg. Again, Jameer Price, the Bradley-bound all-star guard for Rock Island on the bench with two fouls here with 3 minutes to go in the half. And Rock Island will spread the floor here. And they'll probably be happy to be patient and run some time here to keep the ball out of Galesburg's hands. try to find a good open high percentage shot. Up top, this is McDuffie with it as they try to go big with McDuffie, Holtom, and Gustafson all on the floor for the Rocks right now. Inlet pass for Holtom, trying to back in on Keith Cunningham. Gets around him, scoops it up with the right hand, and puts it in.
A little up and under there.
And a whistle as the officials stop the play. We got a foul on the inbound?
No, I think a delay of game there. I think Rocky tapped the ball there and didn't let it get through the net so the Streaks could secure possession.
Again, just those little gamesmanship kinds of things to try a little run a little time onto the clock with your all-conference guard on the bench.
And especially when the Streaks have had some success here getting up the floor and fast break opportunities.
I want to put a little pressure on here. Streaks break it, though. Here's McCants into the right corner. Endoff open for three. Rattles it through.
Good to see that.
First shot of the game for Justin. Biggest lead for Galesburg at 23-20. On the outside, Jordan Rice. Cut off on the outside. Pass away to McDuffie. Up top, Aaron Voss. Now to the right side, it goes to Randall. Jamal Randall swinging around to the left side. You might hear the student section getting fired up. Here's a left corner three. Rock Island can't answer. Long rebound out, deflected to Quinn Anderson. Rock Island had the numbers on that one, but couldn't control it. And Quinn Anderson pulls it in for the Silver Streaks. Left side drive, ball knocked out of Endoff's hands by McDuffie. Quick hands by the big guy to reach in, slap it loose. A minute 49 to go for the half. And Mike Reynolds wants a 30-second timeout with a minute 49 to play in the half. Just want to set up a play here, you think, Steve?
I think what he's going to remind them here is again, as you mentioned, Rocky has went to that zone there with Price out of the ball game, and I think that he wants to just review some things that we're going to try to do against that 2-3 zone where we're going to attack with an odd man front, and he's going to draw something up specifically that will help with that right there.
Mention the schedule tomorrow here on WGIL with the Galesburg girls and boys both playing here at the shootout in a number of games all day here at John Thiel Gym. We do want to remind you also that the Galesburg girls game at home last night against Rock Island Alleman has been rescheduled for Monday. So with the school district going to the half day yesterday with the impending weather and all after school activities got canceled, the athletics department quickly rescheduled that girls game for Monday. It'll be the same time, 5 o'clock for the sophomores, 6:30 for the varsity. Tom and Eric's pregame 6:06 Monday night. Spin move by McCants. Scoops it up with the right hand.
Beautiful move of change of direction there with a spin move and got him right down the free throw line, extended to score.
Jalen in double figures with 11 to go along with 7 rebounds. He's been huge in the first half, and the Streaks lead by 5. Under a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. In the right corner, Jamal Randall pulls it back out. Got Malachi Key on the inside with Cunningham doing battle for position. Here's a dribble drive down the lane, scooped up with the left hand, missed badly by Jamal Randall. There's McCants with his 8th rebound, leading the break. Right corner, end off! Short, off the backboard, rebound, Cunningham, put back, rolls off, and Rock Island controls. Aaron Voss secures for the Rocks. Streaks got two good looks at it, just couldn't knock either one of them down. Still lead by 5 here, under a minute to go, first half.
Would have been a big basket there for us to extend the lead.
Jordan Rice up top between the circles. Left side, Malachi Key on the wing. Now McDuffie comes out high. Into the left corner it goes to Randall. And the inlet pass, they find Key, and Keith Cunningham called for a hold, and that is his second foul. So Cunningham and Price, both with 2 fouls for the Silver Streaks. 5 team fouls overall. Wiley Milan and Nick Fields back in. And Mitchell Sampson gave the Streaks some good minutes here in the first half. As he sits down, so does Cunningham, 39 seconds to play.
And Mitchell does a lot of little things that aren't going to get noticed in the scorebook.
Dribble drive by Voss, cut off, feeds it to the outside. McDuffie, another 3, short, long rebound out to Key for Rock Island. Lobs it back top, Fields to the rim with the steal. Nick, down the left side, scoops it.
Oh, that's a goaltending.
And had a goaltending as he banked it up, and no call. Mike Reynolds is irate, and who can blame him? Here's a 3 with 15 seconds to go. That won't go, and McCants yanks down the rebound. Jalen, behind the back, into the front court with 8 seconds to go.
Plenty of time, standard control here.
Jalen on the outside with 4 seconds. Down the lane, there's contact, no foul. Jalen finishes off and banks it in, and the Streaks take a 7-point lead into the locker room. Mike Reynolds talked about playing through contact, and Jalen did it there to finish off the half.
Absolutely, a great, great sequence to finish the half there. We didn't get the goaltend call and didn't get the foul there, but played through that adversity and score the basket and take a 27-20 lead here into the locker room.
Silver Streaks took the lead at 19-18 in the second quarter, and that was part of a 14-2 run outscoring Rock Island in the final 6 minutes of the half, and they lead by 7 here at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at your first half statistics, including the team numbers, the individual scoring. We'll get a word of the coaching staff as well. 27-20 Galesburg at the break over Rock Island. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options. At 10% off every single day, Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove's Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to Breedlove's Sports.
com. You know, walk the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with halftime coverage here on WGIL. What a flurry for the Silver Streaks in the second quarter. And, you know, here's what I like to see, Steve, that Jameer Price went out of the game with his second personal foul with about 4.5 minutes to go. Rock Island didn't score the rest of the half, and the Streaks, I mean, maybe it would have been nice to see a little more of a run, but for the most part, they took advantage of that, and they took control of the lead of the game and built on the lead and have a nice little 7-point cushion here at the break.
Absolutely. Saw things here that said, okay, here's the situation in the game. This is what is at stake. This is what's available. Let's seize the opportunity. As you said, with Price on the bench, we were able to do some things defensively. Also, we could exploit some things on the offensive end here because he's a good defensive player.
Yeah, that's right.
Jalen also saw that he could, you know, he had a hot hand. He saw that he had opportunities that he doesn't normally have. He seized those. He was really probably the best player on the floor in the first half and very aggressive and smelled blood in the water a little bit. That's great to see. And when we had the opportunity to extend leads, we did that and finished the half on a good note, too, which is something we sometimes struggle with, finishing a quarter in a solid way.
Well, the statistics certainly would back up your assertion that he's the best player on the floor so far in this game. 13 points, 9 rebounds in the first half. He's got 7 double-doubles on the season and almost 8 just in the first half here tonight, with the Streaks leading by 7. Let's take a look at our first half statistics, as always brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And we didn't really have a chance to compare the team numbers, but we'll do that as we go here. Steve, what do you have?
Streaks shot 12 out of 24 for the first half at 50%. And again, a lot of them, there were outstanding shots. We took good shots. We got our shots either out of fast break points, or when we were in the half-court offense, we got solid shots. We were 1 out of 5 with a 3-ball, and I thought a key 3-ball that we made there was the one by Justin Inhoff. And again, we keep waiting for him to get on track, and if he does, that will add a big-time weapon to our ball club. They were 8 out of 24 for the half. And again, a lot of that very solid defense, making them shoot it with out of their range, shoot shots they don't want to shoot, having them shoot shots by guys that not necessarily are people that Coach Siegel wants to be taking the shot. So they were only 33%. They were two for eight with a three ball for 25%. We out-rebounded them 15-13 after getting started being down 5-1 in that early. So we've really started limiting them to one shot and also crashing the offensive glass, and that was one of our keys. And the turnover-wise, with a lot of pressure, they're looking to double-team us and run and jump. We only committed four, and they committed eight. We really anticipated some passes and then, again, converted those live ball turnovers to baskets. Those are all positives.
And I will also point out, in the turnover category, we talked early on in that second quarter, the Streaks had turned it over twice in the first minute 40, something like that. We said, gosh, we only had two turnovers the whole first quarter. Now we've turned it over twice already in the first minute 40 of the second quarter, which means that final 6 minutes and 20 seconds, they didn't turn the ball over at all. Huge part of that run.
Keep those poor times, those valleys shorter or a long, you know, shorter length of time and make the peaks a lot longer. We did that there in the second period.
Take a break here on the halftime show. Silver Streaks leading 27-20 over Rock Island. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring. More importantly, a word from the coaching staff when we come back. From Thiel Gym, Silver Streaks by 7. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Mostly cloudy skies expected for tonight with snow likely. A low of 5 below with a wind chill of negative 16 for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow in the afternoon and a high of 14. Then for tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 9. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 9 degrees here on WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks leading 27-20 over Rock Island. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer, as we look at this 7-point lead, can't help but think about two baskets that were negated in this game. The Silver Streaks had a shot by Quinn Anderson that, as the ball was going through the rim, Keith Cunningham went up and grabbed the rim, creating offensive basket interference, which negated that bucket. And then Nick Fields had a clear layup that had touched off the backboard. Rock Island got a hand in there and deflected it away. Should have been defensive basket interference, goaltending. And neither one, one got called against the Streaks, and then the other one got called in favor of the Rocks. Otherwise, the Streaks would have 4 more points on the scoreboard instead. Still leading by 7, though, 27-20. The Streaks are out of the locker room. We're under 50 seconds to go, and I never saw Steve Cheeseman down on the sideline, so we're not going to get a word from the coaching staff. Let's go ahead and run through the individual scoring here. Jordan Rice led Rock Island with 8 in the first half. Jamal Randall had 3. Jameer Price, Torian Holtum, and Solomon Gustafson had 2. For the Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, Jalen McCants led the way with 13 and 9 rebounds. Justin Endoff off the bench had 5. Keith Cunningham and Nick Fields with 4. Mitchell Sampson had a point. No one else scored for the Silver Streaks. Did you get lost, partner?
I got lost. And, Brad, here's what I would ask myself if I were standing over there like I used to.
Okay.
I would have asked myself, doing a good job, what do we do to continue this? And I think exactly what the coaching staff said inside is we can't get complacent. we've got to also be ready to answer a run by them here in these first 3 minutes. Stay hungry. Stay doing the things you're doing.
Rocks have the ball. They lob on the inbound. They overthrow Solomon Gustafson. The feed from Jordan Rice on the outside. That's the ninth Rock Island turnover. And a good start defensively for the Silver Streaks, who have their five starters back on the floor, including Eric Price, who sat much of that first half when he picked up two fouls in the first 4 minutes of the game.
And our bench did a great job. Justin Inhoff really brought energy.
Important for Price to come in and not try to make up for lost time. Actually, Price on both sides did not come in here and feel like they got to get, you know, their scoring
great
average.
Great point. Great point. Get back in the flow of things and take it as the game brings itself to you.
Drive by Keith Cunningham down the left side of the lane. Got blocked out of bounds. Rock Island will give it back to the Streaks. They lose Cunningham on the inbound. Wide open from the left wing. He missed the three. Rebounds his own miss. Tries a reverse layup underneath. And then Rock Island coming underneath, going for the rebound. And Randall stepped out of bounds. So the Streaks are going to get another crack at it. As three shots by Keith Cunningham already in the third quarter. And the Streaks still lead by seven. Price up top to Fields. Lobs it. They go back to Keith. Down low and low blocks. He's double-teamed, trying to get it back to the outside and finds Fields up top. Now McCants for three. That one's off the mark to the right side. And undercut underneath the basket. That might be the third foul on Cunningham. It looked like he got a little arm out, just kind of cleared out and underneath the basket. So the Streaks had four looks at the basket and come up empty and compounded with the third foul on Cunningham.
And I think Coach is going to just roll the dice here and see what goes. And I think that's a good decision here. We've got to keep him in the game. He brings a lot. Let's see if he can play through this situation with fouls.
Here's Demir Price. Gets around Cunningham on the outside, but he can't finish off the layup. The rebound long on the floor. Chased down by Cunningham. Demir Kantz lays it up from the low block.
Great job, again, of getting out on the break and transition and scoring, finishing on the other end.
That was Demir Price, who couldn't finish off the shot on the Rock Island end, and it was a very ragged break by the Silver Streaks, but they did a good job to hang in there and finish it off, now leading by nine. Solomon Gustafson outside the high post. Turns, shoots, misses. Rebound McCants. He's in double-double with 10 now. Here's Cunningham leading the break. Feeds it into the right side to Quinn Anderson. Bounces it back into the lane. Jalen posting up. Puts it up and in. Streaks lead by 11 and a timeout by Rock Island.
Just the start you wanted here as we go into the second half. We go on a 4-0 run and are solid right from the get-go.
This will be a 30-second timeout by Tom Siegel. I mentioned, Steve, while you were out, I'm hoping those 4 points that the Silver Streaks had taken off the board in the first half don't become a factor here late in the game. Silver Streaks do not look phased at all by the additional points they could have had as they come out on fire here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter.
You know, we talk about going to the next play, and that's it's so important in every sport, in particular golf. I mean, you hold on to something bad happen. Same thing here. We've not held on to any bad breaks, bad execution, you know, things that have went, you know, against us here and moved on to the next play here. And it's kept us in the moment, which is what you've got to do here in a game like this. Stay in the moment.
Silver Streaks with a 31-20 lead. And now Rock Island nearly turns it over as Quinn Anderson reaches in and just creates a loose ball and knocking it out of bounds on the baseline. So since Rock Island had a 5-point lead early in the second quarter, the Streaks, this is all part of an 18-2 run over the Rocks. Here's Gustafson inside, posting up, takes it at Cunningham, misses it, and then Rock Island can't handle the rebound out of bounds, back to the Streaks.
Very fortunate there. The ball got into the low blocks there to Gustafson, and he's working against Keith that has three fouls, and he missed a little bunny inside, and we'll take it.
McCants breaks the press, down to Cunningham, drives, puts it up, hangs on the rim and drops through.
Doing a great job of moving the ball against the press and staying under control.
Dalesburg by 13 now with 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Jameer Price to Jordan Rice. A reach in by Quinn Anderson, got tied up, hooked up. And that's the second foul on Anderson. So three on Cunningham, two on Price and Anderson. No other Silver Streaks with a foul with 5:28 to go here in the third quarter and a 33-20 Galesburg lead.
Yeah, we've got to continue, as I say. It's a cliche, but it's true here. Stay in the moment. Don't get ahead of ourselves. Continue to just play well on both ends of the floor.
Rice around Anderson on the outside, and he's been the guy tonight for Rock Island offensively at 8 in the first quarter. Took only one shot in the second quarter, but he gets the basket there. Here's Jalen driving other end, sidesteps to the lane and puts it in with the right hand.
Broke their 2-2-1 press here and did a great job. And Jalen basically dribbled through it from half court on and finished.
He's got 19-25, his season high. Here's Price driving in the lane right at Nick Fields, and a foul on the floor will be the first of the game on Nick. And you got to feel at some point Jameer Price is going to really start to take over in this game.
You would hope that he would attempt to. I mean, he's a Division I athlete, probably the most talent on the floor.
That move looked like the kid trying to start to make a difference. They need him, trailing by 13. He's got it again. Step back at the free throw line, short, rebound, knocked out of bounds by Rock Island. Key came in from the weak side to get a hand on it, but he knocked it out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back.
You know, if I have any concern right now defensively, again, we talk about giving up these drives. We're fouling when we do it, and when we don't, we give up easy baskets here.
Streaks break the press again. Cunningham in from the right side, now pulls back out under the wing with 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Skips it up top to Eric Price. Found an opening, drives left side. He takes it all the way into the basket.
That opportunity to get right down the lane with the left hand and score it.
37-22, Streaks with a 15-point lead. The Rocks get a three to answer from Jameer Robinson from the corner right in front of his own bench.
And get back. I mean, they'll score it out of the hoop and run right out of the hoop, and they did right there and got the wide open three.
Galesburg goes up the middle to break the press. Now down in from the right side. Cunningham got bumped, got called for traveling. Mike Reynolds goes, of course he traveled. He got knocked off balance. No foul called. That's the Streaks' first turnover of the third quarter, fifth of the game. 4:15.
Keith was a little out of control there and probably traveled. And usually you don't get bailed out unless it's very evident.
Approaching the halfway point of quarter number three with the Streaks leading by a dozen. In the corner below us, Robinson back up top to Jameer Price. Malachi Key now to the right side. Jordan Rice sets a screen. Rice steps left, shoots a three and hits. Jordan Rice with 5 in the quarter, 13 for the game to lead Rock Island. They've got back-to-back threes to pull within 9.
And they have a lot of firepower and can score points in a hurry.
Here's Jalen driving in from the right side. Went to the double team, missed the shot, but Cunningham with a rebound put back. That's 4 rebounds on the game, 4 points in the quarter, 8 for the game for Cunningham, and the Streaks call a timeout with 3:43 to go third quarter, leading 39-28. Full timeout by Coach Mike Reynolds. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Congratulations to David Fredrickson of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing a white WGIL button. Get your button today. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks lead Rock Island 39-28, 3:43 left to go here in the third quarter. United Township leading Alleman 30-26 at last check there. Oh, if the Silver Streaks could have played with this kind of energy and heart down at Quincy last week, but they've left it behind. 1-4 as the first half run through the Western Big Six. I don't like anything like that so far here tonight with a lot of time left to play. This is the second place Rock Island Rocks team at 4-1. They're doing this too with 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter, leading by 11. On the right side, Rice gets cut off on the baseline, dribbles it back out, gets it to Robinson. Another three off the wing, missed it. Long rebound to Key. The give and go on the dribble drive by Robinson. He gets fouled by Price going to the drive. And that'll be 2 free throws coming up. So third of the game on Eric Price. And again, another offensive rebound kept alive with that long carom coming off the three-point miss. And to the free throw line goes Jameer Robinson, and it's off the back iron.
And against this kind of ball club, to rebound well, you have to do what we call pursue the ball. You see it come off the iron, you block out, you've got to then go get it at whatever angle it is, because they're such good athletes and jumpers. They're going to beat you there if you don't do that.
3:21 to play, third quarter, second free throw is short, and Price does a nice job hanging in the air and hanging on to the rebound as it almost went over his head. At the other end, shoots from the free throw line and missed it. Rebound on the floor, chased down by Aaron Voss, who leads the Rocks with four rebounds of his own. Quick shot by the Streaks there, and now Fields, another foul on the floor as Jameer Price takes it right to him inside the free throw line, and that's how Fields has picked up both of his fouls, trying to prevent the drive by Price. Five team fouls on the Streaks, none on Rock Island with 3:07 to play third quarter. Jameer Price on the inbound looking, now throws it out high to Jameer Robinson. Now right back to Price on the wing. Let's see if he takes it at Nick again. Drives around him into the lane, finds an opening, takes it all the way into the left side. Only a second basket of the game, Jameer Price. And the lead is 9 for the Silver Streaks at 39-30.
He's looking to try to do things here to make a difference in the game and trying real hard to dominate offensively by getting to the rim.
Here's Jalen trying to drive on Voss, found an opening, and a foul on the floor against Voss will be the first of the half against Rock Island with 2:43 to go in the third quarter and just the first of the game on Aaron Voss. Fields will inbound from the right of his own backboard, finds Price on the left wing, trying to dribble drive on Robinson, keeps it to the outside to Mitchell Sampson. Now to Fields, found an opening in the lane, got tripped up, and a foul called on Jameer Price, and that'll be his third. Nick had that opening. I don't think it was an intentional trip by any stretch by Jameer Price, but it was probably a good foul because otherwise Nick had a wide open pass
to
the basket.
Nick had a step there, and we could see it from our angle, and he saw that opportunity, and he was headed to the basket.
9-point Silver Streaks lead, under 2.5 minutes to play third quarter, and an illegal screen set by the Silver Streaks away from the ball. They're going to call Jalen McCants on that, as he just kind of got the arm out, just kind of pushed Aaron Voss off of him, and that's the first foul of the game on McCants. Sixth Galesburg turnover.
Those are tough to take there when it's away from the play. And
here's Malachi Key on the outside, dribbling up top, gives it off to Jameer Robinson working against Derek Price. Now out high for a Jordan Rice. Back to Robinson, shoots the three. Air ball, out of bounds, back to the Streaks.
And again, we'll take that shot. That looks like a shot that's out of rhythm. It's a step too far, probably taken by a player that's not his best weapon.
Knocked down a three earlier as they got down 15, pulled Rock Island back to within 9. The lead is 9 for Galesburg right now with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. A little bit of pressure by Rock Island. Here's Eric Price driving in from the left side, misses the runner, and the rebound by Rock Island. Price rebounds for the Rocks. Jameer, a push-off on Fields, not called, and there's a rebound by Keith Cunningham after the ball didn't get over the rim. Eric Price at the
yes.
other end with the drive, everyone! And the Streaks don't hinder. They see the opportunity and they attack at the other end and they take advantage of it with a chance at a three-point play. Second foul on Voss.
Price couldn't finish here. We secured the rebound, saw numbers, got out. And again, credit to our guys to get out and run and fill the lanes. And Eric finished strong through contact.
And misses the free throw. Rebound on the floor. It's Cunningham. Puts it up and gets fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws. Keith Cunningham with 5 rebounds in this quarter, 7 for the game.
Those are winning plays to keep a possession after something that's been a negative there, missing the free throws. Keep the possession alive there. Follow it with a positive. Let's knock down these free throws.
Call that foul on Malachi Key, his first. And Keith Cunningham, one of the more reliable Silver Streaks from the free throw line on the season, still at only 63.5%.
And have a chance here to get it back up to 13.
Leading 42-30 with a minute 39 to go in the third quarter. Cunningham's been big in this quarter. 5 points of his 9. And now 10 as he knocks down both free throws. It's
get
a Baker's dozen with the lead.
They're going to probably look to get to the rim here.
Jordan Rice up top, Voss. Now to the left side, Price. Trying to work around a screen. Fields trying to fight through it. They keep the pass on the outside. It goes into the right corner to Jameer Robinson. Voss on the baseline now. Dribbles left. Trying to find an opening over Cunningham. Goes to the up and under. Now kicks it to the outside. Rice for three. Well off the mark. Eric Price the rebound for the Streaks. And he'll dribble it into the front court himself. On the right side, Jalen McCants. Jalen trying
He's
to find
solid.
An opening. Through two defenders and a jump ball called as Rock Island reached in, tied him up, but the Streaks hang on to it on the alternating possession.
And that was probably Jalen trying to make a little bit too much happen.
Thought
and,
so, too.
Try to force it a little bit there and got tied up here. But here we've got the basketball.
Minutes six to go. Leading 13-43-30. Justin Endoff back in for the Silver Streaks. Mitchell Sampson will sit down. Justin's been one of the Streaks' best passers in this game. On the outside, Nick Fields with it. Bounces it to the inside.
Speaking of a good pass.
Turn around. Falls off the rim. Fight for the rebound. And it's Rock Island who comes out with it. Jordan Rice leading the break. Hesitation to the low blocks. Shoots. Missed it. He rushed it. And the rebound ripped away underneath by Rock Island. They'll get another chance at it with Elijah Andrews.
An outstanding defense on that drive by Nick. We just couldn't get the rebound.
Dribble drive by Jameer Price. Gets blocked by McCants. Saves it on the baseline into the hands of Endoff.
Great defensive play by Jalen.
35 seconds to go. Third quarter. Eric Price, long three off the mark. Rebound and a foul called on Jalen McCants, I think, reaching up over the top on the weak side going for the rebound. And that's his second.
And that wasn't the shot we wanted there.
No, no, no.
And that's, we've got to continue to make good decisions on both ends, not get ahead of ourselves.
29 seconds to go, 43-30. Tough break as McCants found an opening in the lane down there on the last possession, and the shot just wouldn't go through the rim. It rolled off, and that's the seventh team foul on the Galesburg. So Rock Island's going to shoot free throws the rest of the way, and Aaron Voss is going to have to get checked out, I think, is what the holdup is here. Now he's back on the floor acting like he wants to stay in there because he's going to shoot the free throws.
Can't tell if he got it a little bit in the nose there, but he's okay.
That's what the official seems to be asking him as he nods, indicating he's all right. So Voss to the line, first one up and in, and he takes advantage of it. He'll get the second one. That's the first point of the night for Aaron Voss. 43-31 is the Galesburg lead. Streaks have outscored Rock Island 16-11 in this third quarter to add to their seven-point halftime lead. 29 seconds to play. And the second free throw by Voss is short. And the rebound, Rock Island. The Streaks didn't seal out. They get it to the outside. Rice hits a three.
And that just really hurts there, not being able to secure that rebound off the free throw. And again, the good ball club they are, they make you pay.
Seems like it happens every time when you give up a play like that, doesn't it? Right side, Eric Price fakes a three, drives, jump stop, and a blocking foul called as Rock Island comes out and bumps him. That'll give the Streaks a chance to reset. Inbounding from the left side of the backboard with 10 seconds to play. It's the second foul of the game on Elijah Andrews.
Throughout the evening here, Nick Fields, there again, he's doing a great job of running this ball club offensively by finding the open man. He did it there with Eric.
He inbounds to Riley Milan on the wing. Gives it right back to McCants in the corner with 7 seconds to go. Jalen trying the dribble drive on the outside. He's just going to shoot the three. Airballed it. Rebound Milan as it knocked away. And that's the end of the quarter. The Streaks lead is 9 after 3, 43-34. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Yeah, walk the dog, gamed a little, played a little frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the number 14 in Class 3A, Bloomington Central Catholic, tomorrow afternoon in the Galesburg Shootout. I'm Sal Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 2:40 on WGIL.
3 quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. On the one hand, I feel like I need to say an upset in the making, Steve Cheeseman. But on the other hand, I feel like this is the Silver Streaks team playing here so far tonight that we knew we could see throughout this season. And through three quarters, they lead Rock Island by 9. Rocks with the ball to begin the final period. Voss, right side, Jamal Randall back into the game. Now Rice with it, drives, feeds it over to Voss. Shoots from the high post, rolls off the rim, rebound underneath, and a tie-up called as Toreen Holtham had it, and then Jalen reached in and tied him up, and the Streaks to get it back on the alternating possession.
Those things are critical right now. Again, it turns the arrow. And gives us, in that situation, the ball.
Silver Streaks leading by 9. First offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Eric Price, Mitchell Sampson, Jalen McCants, Keith Cunningham, Nick Fields. Fields has it now on the left side. Gets it back into the left corner to Sampson. Lobs it on the entry pass to Cunningham. Low blocks. Fade off. Shot missed badly. off the backboard. Rebound Holton for Rock Island.
We didn't get back.
And a dribble drive,
but a miss by Voss. Loose ball rebound by McCants. Jalen driving on Voss. Behind the back. Layup.
Big time play there by Jalen there.
He got the defensive rebound on this end and took it coast to coast for his 21st point to go along with 12 rebounds after the just flat out miss by Aaron Voss. Here's a three on the way. No rotation, but Rock Island gets it back. Rice forcing it up, and an off-balance shot banked it up and in after his own offensive rebound.
And you're going to see Rocky really start to take a few chances on the defensive end here and on the offensive end. They get a turnover there.
And McCants gives him a chance by driving right into the traffic, and they get a turnover and a layup at the other end. So the live ball turnover leads to a breakout for Jordan Rice, and it's 45-38 with 6:31 to go in the game. And Galesburg calls a 60-second timeout, a minute and a half into the fourth quarter, leading by seven. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at F&M Bank on East Main Street, North Henderson Street, and on Veterans Drive in Galesburg.
Steve Cheeseman and I comparing numbers here. That does seem like a lot of rebounds, doesn't it? He said 15 rebounds in the third quarter. Let me add again. 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 25, 29, 31. Yeah, 15 rebounds in the third quarter for the Silver Streaks.
And we've been very good on the glass.
Didn't start off that way, but they picked it up. Leading by seven here with under 6.5 minutes to play in the game. Galesburg with the ball. Fields up top. Quinn Anderson back into the game along with Eric Price left corner. Shoots a quick three. Rolls off. Offensive rebound. Cunningham. Put back is good. And a foul. Keith with his eighth rebound of the game. His eighth point of the half. And a chance at a three-point play.
Winning play by Keith there. Missed the shot. He's right there. Johnny on the spot to get the offensive rebound and get the stick back. Play through the contact. Get fouled. Have a chance to make a three-point play here and extend our lead back to double digits.
So Keith to the line. 2 for 2 in the third quarter from the free throw line. This one is off the mark, though. McDuffie back into the game for Rock Island. Hauls down the rebound. 9-point Galesburg lead. 6 minutes to play. 47-38. Jameer Price dribbling left to right. Works his way back up between the circles. Now to the left side it goes to Holton. Driving in on McCants. In the lane. Cut off
good
there.
Good defense by Jalen.
Yep.
Cut him off and he stayed on the floor.
Pops it back out.
Fake.
Here's Jameer Price driving on Price. The help comes over by Cunningham. Price dribbles right through it for the layup. He's got 4.5, 6 for the game.
Tip your hat there. That's just a nice drive to the basket here.
7-point Galesburg lead. Price leaves his feet, passes it into the front court. McCants shakes his man, drives in a blocking foul. Shot won't go down. And McDuffie took the harder end of that one as he's slow to get up. Jalen pops back up. 7th team foul on Rock Island. And McCants will shoot 2 free throws here.
Jalen has just been outstanding tonight on being able to identify when there's a lane to drive to get to the rim. And he's done it every time the opportunity's been there, and he's done it under control and finished 90% of the time.
Second foul on McDuffie, and McCants.
Get that.
Wow. It hit off the back iron. I thought it didn't have a chance, but it dropped straight up, or popped straight up and dropped right down through the cylinder.
And the rims here at Thiel Gym have always had a lot of deadness to them, so you have a chance for it to bounce around and fall in.
Jalen looking for his 10th point of the half. He got it. He's got 23 for the game. Two short of his career high, and the Streaks lead is 9. 49-45 and a half minutes to play.
We're in a 1-3-1 now to try to slow down the drive a little bit.
Holton trapped in the corner by Fields and Price. He gets out of it. To the outside, Rice shoots a three. Off the rim, rebound. Holton puts it back up. That won't go. And Keith Cunningham with his 9th rebound. Outlet pass, intercepted, deflected to Anderson, and he turns it right back over to Rock Island. Here come the Rocks. Rice feeds it left side. Price, skip pass to the outside. McDuffie dribbles, passes it. Soft bounce pass finds its way to Price in the corner. Left 3 off the iron. Rebound. rebound chased down by Quinn Anderson. Streaks dodged a bullet. They had a chance at an outlet pass at the other end, turned it over, and now Rock Island couldn't convert. Here's Jalen McCants, right wing, for three! He's got a career high, and the Streaks' lead is 12.
Big basket by Jalen.
52-40. 4:40 to play in the game.
Well, 1-3-1's got them a little bit in scramble mode, but they
Holcomb hits a right corner three. And he's got five. That cuts the lead back down to nine at 52-43. 4:33 to play in the game. Rock Island calls a full timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
Well, more than half of phone calls coming into cell phones will be junk phone calls. A lot of junk phone calls are now spoofing a local area code. Follow this rule. If you don't know the number that's calling you, don't answer the call. If somebody has something really important to tell you, they will leave a voicemail. And if it's somebody you should talk to, you'll call them back.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Understand who our opposition is. Liberals, leftists, socialists, communists.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings. WGIL.
42-43 Galesburg, as the Silver Streaks do their part to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Western Big Six Conference here tonight. And they have taken over this game in the second quarter, built the lead, and have held on to it here with 4:33 to play. 52-43 the lead. Quinn Anderson to inbound, coming out of the Rock Island timeout. With Cunningham, McCants, Price, and Endoff, Nick Fields getting a breather right now. Quinn into the front court, down the lane, stops, shoots it over the rim. Weak side rebound, Jameer Price. It was there for the taking. Quinn just couldn't finish it off. Now in the right corner, a three on the way, a little bit off the mark, and the long rebound out to Quinn, who covers it up with two arms. Elijah Andrews missed the open three, streaks at the other end. McCants gets blocked, gets the put back, and he's fouled. No, held ball called on the way up with it, and the alternating possession sends it back to Rock Island.
Good defensive play there by Rocky in their ability to stay with Jalen, not go for his fake, go up and time the jump, and get a held ball on the block shot.
4:04 to play. Streaks' lead is 9. Rock Island had a chance at a three-pointer to get the lead down to 6 a moment ago. They're back on offense here. Elijah Andrews on the outside. Streaks stick with that 1-3-1 zone. Jameer Price roaming the baseline. The dish out to Elijah Andrews. Missed the three from the top of the arc. Holton with a rebound. Steps back and gets fouled. He was caught under the backboard. He stepped off trying to get the shot. And the reach-in foul will be called on Nick Fields, his third.
Sometimes when you're in a zone, you don't rebound as well, yep. Especially in a 1-3-1. So we're going to have to make a concerted effort to make sure that everybody goes to the glass here and not give them second chance opportunities and second chance points.
First free throw up and in by Holton. He's got 4 points in the quarter, 6 for the game, and the lead is 8. 52-44, 3:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Holton gets a second. And coaches for Cancer Night here at Thiel Gym, with the coaches wearing their tennis shoes, lurking the sideline.
Great cause.
Missed the free throw. And the 13th rebound by Jalen McCants. End off dribble drive. Kicks it out to McCants on the wing. Down the lane. Price on the feet.
Great
from
cut.
McCants with the layup.
An outstanding find there. Pass by McCants. Outstanding. A big basket there by the Streaks.
Price, 6 points all in the second half with under 3.5 minutes to play. The lead is 10. Right corner, Holton. Passes up the three as Fields comes out to cover him up.
Good job by Nick to find him and anticipate.
Now up top, this is Jamal Randall. Feeds it to the right side to Jameer Robinson. Trying to dribble around Eric Price. They keep it on the perimeter to Randall. Feeds it into the lane, opening for Aaron Voss, who lays it up and in.
Not good rotation there to get down to that weak side block there, and he's wide open.
Somebody fell asleep. It's an 8-point lead. Here's Jalen down the lane. Dishes off. Cunningham from the left side lays it in. Another good feed by Jalen.
You penetrate it, and you got numbers, and you just got to finish off by executing.
He had the assist finding Price the last trip down the floor. This time he dribble drives and leaves it off to Cunningham for a 10-point lead again. And Keith has 10 and a half, 14 for the game to go along with 9 rebounds. To the right side, Holton from the wing for 3 off the back rim. Rebound Fields. Got bumped, held on to it.
Contested the shot, too. No wide open shots there, and we did a good job with that.
Left side, Cunningham passes up the shot down the lane. Price, there's contact, and an offensive foul.
Jamal Randall was there waiting. It looked like he really didn't give room for Eric to catch the ball and come down with it. The offensive foul is Eric's fourth foul of the game, and the ninth Galesburg turnover gives it back to the Rocks.
And Eric has done a fine job of cutting down the free throw line extended there, and Rock Island anticipated and picked up the foul.
Still a 10-point Galesburg lead with 2:22 to go in the game. And the streak's staying in that 1-3-1 zone.
Our last couple possessions have been very good, Brad. We've rotated hard and found the shooters.
Long three by Rice up top. Rattles around and drops through. He's got five in the quarter, and he's had a huge night. 22 points for Rock Island. The lead is seven, and they force a turnover. Bad pass by Nick Fields, and the layup at the other end by Holtum. Just like that, the lead is five now at 56-51.
They get you playing fast there. Yep. They anticipate, and you don't make jump stops and use pass fakes. You can use pass fakes when you're going against a zone press here, and they are scrambling and double-teaming everywhere. You've got to be able to take a deep breath, use pass fakes, come to the basketball. Because once you beat it, because they've committed so many people at the claws of it, at the top of it, that you're going to have numbers. And there we just threw it right up at their arms there, and it's a live ball turnover, and they're going to score that.
Six turnovers into the game coming into the quarter. They have four here in this fourth quarter, and the lead is down to five now at 56-51. And I mentioned this the other night in one of our King Tournament games, Steve. We talk a lot about rebounding, and coming into this game in 21 games, the streaks had out-rebounded their opponent 18 out of those 21 games. But the turnovers, when the streaks have as many or more turnovers than the opponents, they are 1-7. When they commit fewer turnovers, they're 11-2. And the ability to handle the ball here tonight has been as much a part of this lead that the streaks have. And this is obviously, with a minute 59 to go, not the time to get careless with it.
No, and this is going to really test our poise, our ability to execute against a team that's not going to offer, we're not going to find anybody that we're going to play against that will offer more quickness and athleticism here than Rock Island will.
And they'll keep the full court press on. End off in the backcourt. Here comes the trap. Gets it away to Fields. Leaves
good
him
job
open.
There.
Gets him across midcourt. Now to the left side. Cunningham drives in. Reverse
excellent
layup up
job.
And in.
Exactly what we wanted there.
58-51. Cunningham with six in the quarter. 12 for the half. 16 for the game. Down low. Price blocked. Lost rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Silver Streaks. Price slow to get up. Holtum slow to get up. Both for Rock Island. Holtum looks the slower and a little more wincing in the leg. The dead ball rebound kept on Rock Island's end. Jameer Price in this game only six. Of course, he was in foul trouble in the first half. Scored only 2 points. Took only one shot. Here in the second half, he's 2 out of 6 from the field.
And Rice has picked him up big time here by scoring 22.
That's Jordan Rice along with Jameer Price. And this is Jordan Rice driving and blocked out of bounds.
That's
he took
be
it right at
Eric
Price and Jalen McCants, and Eric Price is fouled out for the Silver Streaks. So he's done with 6 points. Eric sat quite a bit in that first half with two fouls, but he gave the Streaks some good minutes here tonight. Took some shots that flummoxed us a little bit, but Eric had a pretty decent game despite fouling out here.
Did a lot of good things here.
He did.
Again, you've got to take the good with the bad right now. As Eric's a young player, still trying to learn the game, but he brought us a lot of quality things here tonight.
And Jordan Rice misses the free throw. Rice with 7 in the quarter, 15 for the half, and 22 for the game. He's got 3 3-pointers. Second one on the way and good. 58-52 Galesburg.
Two-possession game. They're going to bring everything in the kitchen sink here. With their zone press, double team, 84 feet. Again, we've got to use good judgment, poise.
6-point Galesburg lead with a minute 20 to go. Full court press is on. Fields in the backcourt. Gets
good
it into the front
the
court
the
to Cunningham.
By Keith.
Keith down the left side. Gets cut off. Man falls down trying to draw the charge. Keith missed the shot. They baited him into taking that one, and he helped him out by missing. Now a Euro step through the lane and a turnover. A pass back into the hands from Randall to Fields. Nick with the layup. A miss. And this time Keith Cunningham rebounds it.
Time.
And they're going to call offensive basket interference again on Keith Cunningham. The lead stays at 6 with a minute to go.
A great anticipation steal there by Nick Fields.
Yep. Big play.
10th Rock Island turnover. Here's Holtom in the lane. Cut off. Falls down. And a push foul called on Justin Endoff. And that'll be the first of the game on Justin. And Holtom will go to the line with a clock stop. 50.5 seconds to play. And a 6-point Galesburg lead.
Yeah, and that's a tough one there in that the clock stopped. They can score points.
They walled him up in the lane, but Justin just leaned into him a little bit too much. And Torian Holtom knocks down the first free throw. It's 58-53.
They've got to be ready here as they're going to continue to commit serious pressure here against this full court-wise. And if a miss here, we've got to be able to secure a rebound.
Makes them both. 8 points in the fourth quarter for Torian Holtom. The lead is four at 58-54. Defense for offense here as Elijah Andrews sits down and Jameer Robinson checks back in. For the Streaks, Fields will inbound with Endoff, Anderson, McCants, and Cunningham. Eric Price is fouled out. Cunningham gives it right back to Nick. Here comes three defensive players. He gets it to Cunningham. Streaks break the press. McCants driving in, lays it in. Quick basket by the Streaks. They lead by six with 37 seconds to play. A hesitation drive. The dish to Robinson for three. Air ball.
No foul.
Holtom goes up for it. And he traveled with it. He traveled with it. He went up for the shot on the offensive rebound. Came down with the ball. Tom Siegel wanted a foul. The officials give it back to the Streaks.
Two possession game here. You got to get the ball in bounds again. Use good judgment.
They give it to Jalen.
Under control.
McCants across midcourt. Down the lane and a reach foul called at the free throw line by Jamal Randall. Just as Jalen was about to break free and go down the lane. And he'll have to go to the line shooting two. A career high tonight for Jalen with 28 points and a chance for 30 as he comes away wincing after that reach foul.
Looks like he got it there in the knee a little bit or in the thigh. He's going to shake it off and knock down these two free throws and extend the lead here to a three-possession game.
26 seconds to play. First one up and in and out. Again, a six-point lead. One free throw would give the Streaks a three-possession lead.
On the other end here, got to make them work and not foul to stop the clock.
In 11 seasons, as head coach of the Silver Streaks, Mike Reynolds' teams have beaten Rock Island just four times. McCants missed them both. The lead is still six. Down the lane. McCants comes over. Can't get the rebound after Holtom puts the offensive rebound back in after the dribble drive by Randall. Rolled off the rim. McCants went for the block and couldn't get in position for the rebound. So now Rock Island calls a timeout, trailing by four with 17 and a half seconds to go.
And again, here we're going to go over here. And Coach Reynolds has just a plethora of inbounds sets here, and our first priority here is to get the ball inbounds. We're going to be able to move because it was after a made basket, but the key will be to get the ball inbounds here. They're going to commit a bunch of people here, secure the ball, not let it get stripped, and then make sure you're coming back to get help here to get the ball beyond half court. Again, the clock is our ally here. We can't turn it over here in a live ball situation, because they'll score it right now, and then we'll be right back in the same situation.
Tight game. Go ahead, Steve.
We both have a timeout remaining here, and that's a key here. If we can't get the ball in bounds, we have that timeout available to us.
Tight game between Moline and Quincy, with the Maroons leading by just one late there, 64-63. The Blue Devils have really turned it around after a horrible start, the worst in school history, and United Township defeated Alleman tonight. Streaks running the baseline with Fields. They have one timeout left, and the Streaks use it.
And that's what you want that for there. And Nick has just played a heady, heady game. Without him tonight and some of the decisions he's made and how he's handled the ball and the passes he's made, and he's done a great job here playing with three fouls on Jameer Price and making Price work for everything he has. Nick has just been invaluable here tonight, and you're not going to see that in the score sheet. And there's another one right there. There's no statistic there for good judgment.
Yep.
And playing with poise and composure, and he certainly did there by not being able to find make the inbounds pass and having the headiness to call timeout, knowing that he had that timeout.
You mentioned Jameer Price, Steve. He has just 2 points in the quarter, only six for the game. Of Rock Island's 22 points here in the fourth quarter, 18 belong to Torian Holtom and Jordan Rice. They have picked up the slack. Streaks get it into Jalen McCants, and he's fouled immediately from the backside, reached by Jameer Robinson.
There's one of those plays where you want your player, when he gets the inbounds pass,
to catch, turn, stand, or control. But Jalen saw that opening before the double team took off for the basketball. Good decision, got fouled, got to knock these free throws down.
And they wanted to foul Jalen right away because he missed two just a moment ago. It's a four-point Galesburg lead, 16 and a half seconds to play. First one up and in.
Big free throw there.
Even if he makes both, it's still a two-possession game, but the Streaks really, really want him to make both. He's got 10 in the quarter, 29 in the game.
To and go you know along that with 13 they've got rebounds. To be able to shoot the three ball here.
It's in and out. Holtum with a rebound. Streaks' lead is 5 with 13 seconds to go. Holtum, a long 3, off the rim, rebound, McCants, and he's fouled right away by Jameer Price. And he matches his career high with 14 rebounds to go along with a chance at 30 points from the free throw line and a chance at a victory with 7 seconds to go.
I guess that just typifies the kind of game he has. He comes up with maybe the biggest rebound of the game here and the opportunity here to make it a three-possession game.
First one is good. 62-56, 7.1 seconds to play, and Mike Reynolds calls everybody else away from the free throw line.
Don't do anything here to shoot yourself in the foot.
McCants with Big 31!
And that's going to do it. That's going to do it here.
7-point lead with 7 seconds to go. On the inbound, Rice with a long 3. Bank shot missed. McCants with a rebound. Streaks win.
Tremendous victory here by the Silver Streaks tonight.
63-56 on the night when Galesburg celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Western Big Six Conference. We see the Streaks come out and play perhaps their best game beginning to end of the season. They go to 13-9, 2-4 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island drops to 13-7 and 4-2 in conference play.
And play a game that I think some of those old Silver Streaks teams of the 60s and early 70s that were so dominant would have been proud of here tonight.
63-56 the final. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Central Illinois Abate will host their annual Black and Chrome Ball on Saturday, February 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $40 and include a meal and dancing. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Mostly cloudy skies expected for tonight with snow likely. A low of 5 below with a wind chill of negative 16 for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow in the afternoon and a high of 14. Then for tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 9. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 9 degrees here on WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks with an enormous victory here tonight, 63-56 over the Rock Island Rocks. Galesburg improves to 13-9 on the season. And 2-4 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island falls to 13-7.
And Mike Reynolds just flew up here.
Boy,
he flew up here without anything. I mean, right up in the air.
Well, who can blame him?
I can't blame him.
We're all flying here tonight with a big wig win for the Silver Streaks. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's find out what the coach has to say about this after he takes a big old deep drink and catches his breath here for a little bit. So, I'll let you start first, Steve. I know you're as happy for this guy
Absolutely.
As anybody.
I mean, this was a throwback on the 50th anniversary of Western Big Six athletics and basketball in here. We played a game like the old days here and one that you've been familiar with. We've done a lot of this kind of good stuff. It was great to see on this Friday night. I mean, where do you start? What you tell us? I mean, there were so many positives. What are you feeling the best about besides a great win against a really fun ball club?
Energy for 32 minutes. You know, those numbers are still on the board from last week, and I set them at halftime. You know, 100% of the rebounds in the first quarter, 100% of the defensive rebounds in the second quarter. Quincy went to 71 and went to 28. I probably half broke my hand on the board and said, we got to fight. At some point, you got to want to win the game. You know, their backs were against the wall. They made a charge, you know. And, you know, I was proud of our guys. We charged right back. You know, we made some mistakes. You know, and Nick played against that pressure, maybe had one turnover, that one at the end. You know, it magnifies
a little bit. He was outstanding tonight.
But, yeah, he's, I mean, it's called trying to win a game, trying to be a winner. You know, Quinn didn't play his best finishing it, but he was sure ball-friendly at the end of the game. You know, I mean, when you have a guy that can dribble pass and shoot, and I thought Justin came in and, you know, hit a big shot in the first quarter, or the second quarter, you know, leaked out for a layup. You know, he's getting his feet underneath him a little bit, and he shot it better in practice this week. So I look for him to kind of take off. Justin, I think he's been frustrated with his shooting, you know, but, you know, like I tell Chad Thompson, you know, you can, and Garrett Williams, you can't value everything you do on shooting, or you're going to leave disappointed half the time. You know,
he had some great passes.
Yeah, he's
brought energy off the bench.
One of our best
post
feeders. He's done a great job, and a lot of guys in this world would have tanked it in. You know, he's been, I don't want to say yo-yoed in it. You know, him and Quinn both. You know, depending on matchups, but we're going to need big play from him. You know, we went to a tough road game at Rock Falls. He was our best player. You know, at Rock Falls, I know that seems like 6 months ago, but he was our best player there. That's not too long ago. And we're going to have to play them again at some point. And, you know, we want to get him going. I thought Mitchell had some great minutes. Eric Price got some foul trouble, and I just looked right at Eric and said, you got to have 5 rebounds here in the second half. And I asked him through the line, did you get 5? And he said, yes. I don't know if he had 5 or not, but it sure looked like he was jumping around there trying to get them. And we made a quick switch to zone to try to slow him down. And, you know, they hit some shots on that. But it also took 3 minutes off the clock, which is what we wanted, and kept our lead intact. For as mad as I got at Keith at the beginning, he played pretty well throughout the end. But we have to, you know, I thought we finished the game well. We missed a couple free throws. Just got to be just a touch smarter offensively. And we could have iced that thing away with a minute and a half left instead of going, oh, my goodness, what's going on? But, you know, Jalen hit those 2 big free throws and had a huge rebound down there. The rest is history.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned our price. What about their price? I can't imagine really anybody, as talented as Jameer Price is, anybody holding him to 6 points in a conference game. Talk about the defensive approach to him tonight.
Well, we did a little less face guarding of him. You know, I mean, we didn't help a ton off him, but I thought he beat us on back cuts a lot last time. I thought we tried to flat hedge more. Means you weren't quite as aggressive. Our hedges were more like Wisconsin, which would take 2 steps back and kind of tag them like an NBA type. Now, sometimes it didn't work, and Rice and Price went in laying it in. But, it worked a lot better than it did last time, and it worked a lot better than it did last week. And if we keep working on it, keep getting better, this is what we should be playing like on Friday night. You know, you fight to the end. You don't always win. But I can't say enough about kind of our seniors this week. You know, I've been as testy here since last Friday as I've been in years with this group.
I can tell you that's testy.
You know, you see that thing on Twitter where you know, they're yelling at those Cowboy linebackers and they don't even blame. That's what our guys are doing, because I said, we've got to coach you at another level to get this thing turned around quickly. And, you know, Danville took us to us on Monday, and I challenge our guys. We got five incredibly hard teams in a row in 2 weeks. Harder than as you know, Rocky's playing us and then playing Alton. They got a pretty tough road, too, next week, Moline and Lincoln. But there isn't too many that I'd say, boy, I'd rather have, you know, they'd rather have our schedule and we could switch. You know, not too many people are switching with us. So we did this by design. We got a tough game against Dixon tomorrow, and we know they're a really good team. Coach Harmon comes in from Quincy. You know, he was Quincy's sophomore coach forever. He's a great guy, so we'll see a lot of Quincy. And he'll have every scouting report he could imagine down there from them. So we've dug pretty deep to get some stuff on them. So it should be a fun contest and a shootout all-day event with two great games at the end. You know, Alton playing Rock Island. Come see Coach Smith's team. You know, I know they got some bad press there at the beginning of the year, but they played extremely well and extremely hard. And I know him well enough to know that he used all of that nonsense, as he would call it to me, as teachable moments. You know, he did a great job, I'm sure. And they've played really well. They're the only team to take Belleville West, you know, under 10 points twice. You know, undefeated state champs last year. I assume they're trying to win it again. They probably don't want to play Alton in the regional or the sectional, but and then Rocky will play them. That'll be a great game. Then us and Dixon. Be a fun day of basketball. A little, maybe a little dicey on the weather, but I think that it's going to clear off as the day gets on, and we should be pretty good.
And another one of those great things that he's added to this program, the shootout, along with those other tournaments, and this is a wonderful day of basketball. Now, I think you've done as good a job coaching this ball club this year as you've done with anybody, and they've all been terrific. Big win tonight. Another really important game tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do we do here to make sure that what you can do to not have a letdown?
Well, there ain't a lot I can do, you know.
And I know that, but you'll do everything you can.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I have to do. If I have to go crazy, I'll go crazy. I mean, I did it there with, you know, the start of the fourth quarter because I think we needed it. You know, I just told Hart, I hope that works. You know, because they got that rebound on the free throw to end the quarter and flipped it out for three. And that's exactly the stuff that happened at Quincy. But for me, I only remember one play of that tonight that really was wild.
Absolutely.
You know, against Quincy, there was 10 of them.
Yep. And then we'd answer it. We answered it tonight in a positive way. Down there, we did.
Yeah, so, you know, Jalen was outstanding. You know, I don't know if he could play a better game than that or at this point in his development. I thought Keith was great around the rim. We wanted to get the ball inside as much as possible, even though they got the size advantage. We think those two have played extremely well, extremely hard. I think our guys have bought into feeding them the ball, playing from the inside, the outside. And, you know, I'm just happy as a lark.
We took a big step in the right direction. I thought we did so many good things tonight.
Yeah, and that is that was the last thing I was going to ask you. It was about the interior play of those two guys and the efforts to intentionally get them the ball time after time again. But you pretty much addressed.
Yeah,
it
I think
there,
you got to get the ball inside the black. You know, right now, and I told Eric, you know, he shot that 1-3, which is open. Yeah, it's open. But when they can't guard you inside, why would you need to shoot a three unless you're down three? Mm-hmm. You know, go to the rim, go to the rim, go to the rim, go to the rim. And what, we have one charge called on us, Eric?
Yeah,
yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And I you could say whatever you want about that, but, you know, one charge in the game. So go to the rim. Nobody takes charges anymore. You know, the days of Mike Reynolds and short shorts 1993 and Orion diving into the stay, they're gone. People don't do that anymore. They play offense. Right? Go to the rim and score. Go to the rim and score, and don't settle for threes. Every time he shoots a three against a guy that can't guard him, it's a win for them. So I thought, you know, he did extremely well, played hard. Proud of our guys.
Just remember to change colors when you dress tomorrow. Now you can't wear purple tomorrow. It's not allowed.
Hey, Skull, is that what you're saying up here, Lot? Or were you saying off the one bar, off the crossbar, whatever happened to the
Bears? It's called doink, double doink.
Yeah, the Vikings, we just miss them clean. We don't do all that bouncing around stuff like the Bears.
Congratulations, Coach. Fantastic.
I had to bring up a bad memory for Tease, and I love every minute of it.
This is a good memory. I'm going to like this one tonight.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Silver Streaks, big win tonight, 7 over Rock Island, 73-56. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, look at our post-game statistics, and shock the world on our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. No, not really. We'll do all that when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
What a fantastic win for the Silver Streaks tonight. We talked about that Morton win being a signature victory, and that one being on the road, too, was so key on a Tuesday night earlier this month, but now to get another one in this month.
This is big time. I think this springboards us. It's a shot in the arm. All of those things that you want to say. And, again, we were able to do so many things on that checklist that we've had questions about. We were able to do them in a good way tonight, whether it's being able to hold a lead down the stretch. After a turnover, being able to bounce back with a defensive stop. You can just go down a long list of things that this game had where previously the negative consequence or the negative action would have followed, and tonight the positive did. And just you know, tremendous amounts of positives here, and like you said, a big win against a really, really fine ball club.
So let's go ahead and go through our final statistics here, our post-game numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
And just as you would have thought here tonight, the statistics were pretty close in all areas. We shot 26 for 53 for 49% and took a lot of good shots and made good decisions with that. And we're, again, struggling with a three ball, 2 out of 12. And, again, that's going to come. You know, you saw that the shots we were getting were better. Our misses were, you know, you can tell when you watch a shot if it's a bad miss, a good miss. And our misses, believe it or not, are getting better. They were 21 out of 59 for 35%. And, again, a lot of those shots were under duress. And when you force a ball club to take shots under duress, take shots a step out of their range or in areas where they don't want to take them from, good things happen. They were 7 out of 23 with a three ball for 30%. We out-rebounded them. And, again, like you said, Keith and Jalen were just absolutely splendid on the glass. We out-rebounded them 40 to 32. And turnover-wise, against all that pressure, we only committed 11. They committed 11 tonight. Again, Nick Fields took care of the ball beautifully. Mm-hmm. Everybody took care of the ball beautifully, especially against that press. We turned it over once. That can become, you know, just a runaway train. We gathered ourselves, a good timeout by Coach Reynolds, and then we gathered our poise, composure, made good decisions, used pass fakes, came and met passes, broke the press, and got a layup. And again, every time that we could have wilted or taken a step backwards, we answered it in a positive way.
Free throw shooting tonight, Rock 7 out of 11, Silver Streaks 9 out of 18. Rock Island put two players in double figures. They were led by sophomore Jordan Rice with 24. Torian Holtum finished with 12. Then you go to Jameer Price with just 6 tonight, as we talked about with Coach
Tremendous
Reynolds there.
Tremendous job defensively on him. I know he got in foul trouble, Brad, but we did a lot of things to make him work for everything.
Shot just 3 out of 7 for the game. I mean, just the fact that he even took 7 shots in the game, as opposed to 13, 14, 15, like you would normally expect from a player like him. Jameer Robinson, Jamal Randall, Aaron Voss, and Andrew McDuffie all finished with 3. Solomon Gustafson had 2 for Rock Island. Holton was their leading rebounder with 8. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, a career-high 31 tonight and a career-high 15 rebounds to go along with it. Keith Cunningham, also in double figures, 16 points, 9 rebounds. The two kids were just fantastic for the Silver Streaks on the interior play
tonight.
And
they were clutch. They made plays when it mattered. You can't say enough about those two young men tonight.
Eric Price with 6, fouled out of the game. Justin Endoff, 5. Again, his passing was fantastic tonight. We don't keep track of assists, but he had 3 really good ones that I can think of just off the top of my head.
He was that steadying influence and so valuable to this victory tonight.
Nick Fields with 4. Mitchell Sampson had a point. Quinn Anderson, Riley Milan played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 63-56. Final thoughts, including our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final thoughts from Thiel Jim and the Streaks' 63-56 win over Rock Island as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we're certainly not going to shock anybody with this one here tonight, Steve.
Jalen McCants, he had one of those games for the ages tonight where he had his career high at 31. He made play after play. He was the best player on the floor. He passed the eye test. And again, he was a monster on the glass. And again, made clutch plays when making play after play. So he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time of the Player in the greatest upset of all time, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but this was a much-needed victory for the Silver
Absolutely.
Streaks for sure. And again, you know, I said it earlier in the game. I hesitated to call it an upset because
I was talking about Jalen. I was being sarcastic with Jalen McCants being the crunch time player of the game. Yeah, I agree with you. This isn't an upset
because this is the team we thought we could see consistently from the Streaks.
Absolutely, and I mean, and won this game, as we said here, Brad. So many boxes you could check that we had questions about, and that we hadn't done the way we wanted to. We did all of those tonight. We answered all those questions. Now, can we use this as a shot in the arm and a springboard to take that next step consistently? Well, that's what the big question is, and that's what I'm hoping for and confident in. And starts tomorrow night with an opponent that's going to be one of those top four in the regional seedings.
Jalen, by the way, just to kind of finish the thought, as our Crunch Time Player of the Game, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body, He was just big at all key points of the game. I look at the fourth quarter. You know, we went into the fourth quarter and the Streaks were up 9. Despite the free throw that Rock Island missed and then got the offensive rebound, knocked down the 3. So it was 13 before that Mike brought up in the postgame interview. So a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter. So when you're trying to maintain that lead and secure the victory, Jalen had, of his career-high 31 and 15 tonight, he had 12 of his 31 in the fourth quarter and 4 of those 15 rebounds. Now, at other key times during the game, for example, when the Streaks were down 5 in the second quarter and then went on a little bit of a run, they got up 33-20, which meant at that point of the game they had outscored Rock Island 20-2.
from the time they were down 18-13 in the second quarter until they built a 13-point lead in the third quarter. That was part of a 20-2 run. Jalen was a key part of that part of the game, too. So, I mean, any time the Streaks needed somebody to play big, it was him time and time again tonight. There were other guys. There were a lot of guys who did big things tonight, but Jalen was in the middle of it every single time.
And, you know, leadership comes in a variety of ways. I think the Streaks took stock of the leadership that he was giving them. By example, he showed enormous energy, enormous desire, determination to say this is not going to happen tonight. We're not going to fall backwards here. We're not going to give in to the pressure, whatever it may be. And he took the game over at that point, and we followed, and we didn't look back.
So the Silver Streaks will play again tomorrow, as we've already talked about. Dixon comes to town, and that is going to be a tough game. They may not be quite as successful this year as they were last year, but they've still got a young man who became their all-time leading scorer this season, Bo Bailey, and it's going to be tough for the Silver Streaks tomorrow. Again, the girls will play tomorrow as well. They'll take on Bloomington Central Catholic. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the pregame there at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon, all part of the shootout, and then the Silver Streaks take on Dixon tomorrow night at 7:10 for the pregame, and we'll have that one. That, of course, being the last game of the day, that, of course, assuming that everything's still running on time at that
basketball
point.
Basketball all day, Brad. Lots
all
of great
day.
Ball clubs, food here.
Good
this
stuff.
Is, this is absolutely basketball heaven here at Thiel Gym tomorrow. Come out and enjoy it.
Well, let's keep it going, huh? This was a great way to start
absolutely.
The weekend. Let's keep it going. Again, so Streaks and Dixon tomorrow, Galesburg Girls against Bloomington Central Catholic. Hope you can join us here on WGIL. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.